The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Let's get to the bottom of our putative abortion services. The plan is the 1st of January, once the matter has gone through the Seanad, that women in crisis pregnancies will be able to go to a GP and get a referral and to get an abortion, a termination within the law after the repeal of the Act. But the Coombe Women and Infants University Hospital has told government it will not be ready to provide abortion services from the 1st of January. No Dublin in the overall Dublin Midlands Hospital Group will be providing the new service from next month, as Portlaoise, the main maternity hospital, and the other maternity unit have also indicated it won't be in a position to do so. So we've heard about doctors divided and so on. Well, to clarify where we're at and whether this is being rushed and whether the right preparations have been put in place at both a clinical and a community and hospital level, it's a pleasure to welcome to the programme Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor with the Medical Independent publication, and Ray O'Sullivan, associate professor of obstetrics and gynaecology in St Luke's Hospital, Kilkenny, and a regular talking to us about such matters. If I could start with you, Priscilla, to talk about the situation outside of the hospital setting. I understand there's a ballpark fee agreed with doctors. It's something like €400 or €500 for three visits of a woman in these circumstances. How many GPs have signed up?
Well, I spoke to Dr. Peter Boylan, who's in charge of implementing the rollout of the service from January 1st, and they won't give actual figures to how many GPs have signed up to provide the service. But he told me that he's confident that there has been significant expression of interest and that there will be enough GPs to provide the service come January 1st. There have been reports in some media outlets that about 200 GPs have signed up to date, but the figure is changing day on day up until obviously the finalising of the legislation, its passing, and then obviously the January 1st deadline for rollout of the service.
And tell me, is it open to well women's centres, family planning clinics, you know, which aren't GP practices, to also enrol?
It is, yeah. The service will be provided by family planning clinics and GPs around the country, those who sign up. A contract has been agreed between the Irish Medical Organisation and the Department of Health for GPs who want to sign up to provide that service. So there's a lot of work ongoing, both in the hospital sector and in the GP sector as well. So on Monday, there was a big meeting between the HSC, the Department of Health, the Minister for Health, and Dr. Boylan, and all the stakeholders involved, I suppose, really to see where things are as they stand. So that would have included the Masters of the Maternity Hospitals, the Irish College of General Practitioners, and the Medical Council. So apparently significant progress has been made on putting together a model of care, clinical guidelines, the availability of ultrasound to GPs who need them. So they're contracting private providers there. They're looking at recruiting more sonographers as well in the public hospital system, which is already struggling with the amount of ultrasounds that they progress to date. And also just looking at the support service as well. The HSE is setting up its website and a 24/7 helpline, which will actually be available from January 1st, called My Options, which will help women in crisis pregnancies and will give them the information on services that will be available at that stage. I suppose, as you've mentioned there, really, the full range of services envisaged under the legislation is looking unlikely to be available from January 1st, but there will be some services available, and others will come in on a phased basis. But again, everyone seems to be pushing again in the government towards the January 1st deadline, though the Taoiseach himself has come out and acknowledged that it's a difficult process. This is a new service to be put in place, and there's a lot of work still to be done.
Now, GPs, they haven't provided this service before. Do they require training?
Yeah, there's training is going to be provided by the Irish College of General Practitioners. There's also another abortion services group that's been set up with doctors themselves to provide training for this, as it's going to involve three visits for the patient to go to the doctor to have the first visit. Then there's the second visit, the follow-up with the medication 3 days later, as proposed under the legislation, and there's going to be follow-up care as well. Those who are in favour of providing the service, the GPs that I've spoken to, they said it's quite straightforward. It is a brand new service in Ireland, but they said that it's straightforward enough. They've looked at how it works internationally, and they expect that the numbers who will have complications or who will have to be referred on for ultrasound to be quite low. Again, we don't know how many people will present to services from January 1st, as Dr. Boylan has pointed out.
Well, the figure referred to by campaigners was 10 to 12 women per day every week are going to the UK.
Yeah, there's about, the latest figures show that about 3,200 roughly women travelled to the UK in 2016 for an abortion and gave an address. Obviously as well, there would have been hundreds of women who would have ordered abortion pills online. So Dr. Boylan has pointed out that across the whole country and across all the maternity units, of which there are 19, the amount of women actually presenting for services should not overwhelm services. They should be quite small in number. But I suppose really it will be, will there be a critical mass of services available from January 1st? And for the more complicated cases, such as those with fatal fetal abnormalities and other complications, will services be available from January 1st? We're still seeking clarity on that. The maternity hospital has pointed out that is more difficult. The GPs have said that there should be services available in general practice from January 1st. So obviously there still is a lot to iron out. And as we know, there are some GPs who are concerned about the issue of conscientious objection.
And I'll come back to that. Let's go to the hospital situation. Welcome, Ray, again. First of all, you operate in St. Luke's. As a rule of thumb, just explain to me, what is the intention in terms of, I assume people in the early stages will go to the GP, get the abortifacient pills. But for people who are dealing with fatal fetal abnormalities, ultrasounds and so on, what is expected of the hospitals before we get onto, you know, in what circumstances, A, would a woman, a pregnant woman, be referred to a hospital, and what option or suite of services should be available that they wouldn't have to go to the UK?
Simon, yeah, the you know, I suppose when you ask about what's going to be referred into us in the hospitals to start with from our GP colleagues, there's a multitude of issues. You know, I mean, sometimes we're going to have to see these women to date their pregnancies. There may be uncertainty around the dates, etc. So ultrasound, our ultrasound services will come under pressure, and they already are so. Also, women that do not complete the miscarriage or the abortion by way of tablet will have to come to us as well for D's and C's or surgical evacuation of tissue that's left behind. And again, we're hard-pressed even to get the women having natural miscarriages in for this. So it is challenging for us. Now, when it comes around to the fatal fetal abnormalities, et cetera, you know, that group are a little bit more defined. They're not common. We'd often link in with our colleagues in the bigger teaching hospitals for assistance, you know, from both ultrasound point of view and also guidance with what to do. So I think, you know, from that small group point of view, they're not our major concern. Our major concern is the vast majority of women with a crisis pregnancy who need our assistance and we're not ready.
Okay, well, I referred at the outset to the Coombe and I referred to the Midlands Hospital situation. What's the story in St. Luke's in Kilkenny?
Well, to be honest, my four colleagues, or the four of us that are here, have different reasons for not wanting the services here. I have two colleagues that have conscientious objection, and two of us feel that the services aren't in place, the counselling, the space to just get the women into beds, to get them into theatre. We also have anaesthetic colleagues and nursing colleagues who have difficulties as well with delivering a substandard service. And also, and it's the part of the thing that hasn't been discussed, we in small units, small communities, feel that a lot of our women, if they have a crisis pregnancy, won't come to see us. And also the other side of it as well is a lot of us have a fear that our hospitals will be picketed, there'll be protests near our homes, etc. So small communities, we do have challenges that maybe the larger urban centres don't have. So locally, we do have, we've discussed all of this, we do have issues.
Well, so what's your plan as of the 1st of January in St. Luke's?
We will not be in a position to offer surgical terminations of pregnancy. And I think it's strong.
Even for fatal fetal abnormalities?
Well, fatal fetal, yeah. But they're a small group, Ivan. They're not the big issue here at all. The big number are the women with the crisis pregnancy.
So what do you expect these women to do, Ray? I mean, like, it's a public hospital, it's a public service.
I was very much for repeating the eighth, and I was very much, though, nonetheless, for putting a world-class service in place. And by taking a breather, we should be able to achieve that. There is resourcing issues, there's manpower, there's infrastructure. We can get this right. We can offer the women of Ireland a great service, not just a good service, a great service. But by creating this artificial deadline, which is January 1, I think we can't work towards that. We all want to achieve what's best for Irish women, and we can do that by taking our time, get the training in place, get the beds in place, get all the people in place, and offer a world-class service.
And when you say a world-class service, how many maternity, is it 19 or 26 maternity hospitals in the country?
19.
Okay, I get mixed up between A&Es and maternity.
And when you think about it, there's a bit of an anathema there. It's a bit of a mind change for all of us. We've all been in the business of maternity, offering maternity care. This is a huge shift as well for all the staff throughout hospitals that will offer abortion services. You know, it's a big, big deal for all of us.
Well, you would have provided OBs and gynies beyond just delivery of babies.
Oh, yeah. And we've had to deal with patients where we've had to terminate their pregnancies because of threat to the mother's life or because of lethal abnormalities over the years. But it's changing now. This is a big, big change. These are pregnancies that we don't typically look after.
Okay, well, I want to ask you both in conclusion, and I'll start with you, Priscilla. In order to have an optimal service, what do you think is the most honest and effective thing that both the minister and the HSE can do from this point of view? There are reports now of women who are pregnant, who in December would have been scheduling appointments in London, Manchester or Birmingham, who say, well, sure, I'll wait for the Irish service. So this is imminent and will become urgent. What needs to be done at a top level to ensure that there is a service across the country, both at primary and at hospital level, Priscilla?
Well, I think obviously continuing to engage with the maternity hospitals and the units around the country in relation to what resources, training and guidelines they need to be put in place to provide the services. I think it's becoming clearer that the services that will be available on January 1st will not be the full range of services as envisaged under the legislation, but the HSE and the department are insisting that there will be some services provided most likely through general practice, and that they have a set number of GPs who've already signed up. They're expecting more to sign up, and they also have the medication on standby and guidelines nearly finished for how that should be run in general practice. And I suppose a statement from the minister to me earlier said that he accepts that the introduction of any new service is challenging, and he fully understands the service will take time to embed and evolve. However, the service on January 1st will be better than the service today. The only option to a woman in crisis pregnancy currently is an illegal pill or a flight ticket. From January 1st, these services will be available in this country, and for the first time, women in crisis will be treated with compassion here.
Ray, what needs to be done?
I think we spent 2019 putting together a fantastic service with all the stakeholders well-trained, well-resourced, and exactly as Priscilla's saying, kind of look after these women in crisis pregnancy. There's an artificial date in front of us. I think we could spend the year just getting this right.